From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. New plans to try to contain BP's massive oil spill are in place. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports the company's managing director visited the Sunday News talk shows today to explain its latest containment strategy.
It's clear that no long-term solution is yet in place. But Bob Dudley said BP is hopeful that a new effort can help staunch the oil that's now stretching 150 miles along the Gulf coastline. And he reminded Fox News Sunday the company's laid 3 million feet of absorbent barriers to protect the shore.
This is almost an operation led with the oversight of the Coast Guard that is almost military now. The beaches in Louisiana, there are three beaches where there's oil. There's 800 people out there every day
working to clean them up. Dudley said good weather has helped workers skimming oil off the water's surface. He admitted the company had 760 safety violations over the past 3 years, the most of any oil company. The next highest offenders had only eight. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
The commander of NATO and U.S. forces in Afghanistan is pointing a finger toward Iran. General Stanley McChrystal says there's clear evidence the Taliban have been getting weapons and some training in Afghanistan's western neighbor. The revving and rumbling goes on in Washington as motorcyclists from around the country make their way to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Ride organizers say they're honoring fallen troops as well as prisoners of war and those missing in action. NPR's Allison Keyes is watching the Memorial Day weekend tradition.
I'm standing at 17th and Constitution Avenue, and as far as you can see in either direction, there are motorcycles, men on motorcycles, men and women on motorcycles, men, women, and children on motorcycles. It's the 23rd annual Rolling Thunder tribute to Nation's veterans.
NPR's Allison Keyes in downtown D.C. watching the 23rd annual Rolling Thunder ride. A lot of motorcycle tributes today to Dennis Hopper after the actor's death yesterday at age 74. The star and director of the cult classic Easy Rider once said the film was never a motorcycle movie to him, but rather about what was going on in the country politically in 1969 when it came out. The movie about a cross-country motorcycle trip is getting a lot of play this weekend.
All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut.
Oh, what you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Hopper died at his home in Venice, California. He had been diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2009. And the Indy 500 is underway in Indianapolis. Veteran driver Davey Hamilton's day didn't last long. He lost control of his car on the opening lap and spun into the inside of the retaining wall. You're listening to NPR News. In Colombia, polls will be closing within the hour as voters cast ballots between two vastly different presidential candidates. NPR's Juan Ferrero is in Bogota. He says the Obama administration is keeping a close eye on the election.
Whoever wins power in this country of 45 million will be the caretaker of billions in U.S. aid, assistance used to fight Marxist rebels and drug trafficking. Voters are choosing from a crowded field, but there are two main candidates, a former defense minister, Juan Manuel Santos, who knows his way around Washington, and Antanas Mockus, the son of Lithuanian immigrants, who became famous for his quirky and creative ways of governing Bogota as mayor. Santos says he'll build on current President Álvaro Uribe's tough security policies. Mockus says he'll fight corruption and improve education. Neither candidate, though, is likely to get the votes needed to avoid a runoff. That second round would take place on June 20th. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says legislation repealing the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy does give the Pentagon time to complete its review, but Admiral Mike Mullen tells CNN today he would have preferred that Congress had waited. Second seed Venus Williams is out of the French Open. She was defeated by Nadia Petrova 6-4, 6-3 in the fourth round. It's a chilly, windy day in Paris, and Williams says that was part of the problem.
I feel like I had a day where I wanted to hit the ball cross court and it went down the line. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes when it gets really cold, too, it's hard to feel the racket. It just wasn't a good day.
The women's event had been shaping up for another Williams sisters final. Now Venus will have to wait till next year. Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.